We live in a time of great distress, kind of things falling apart. Our past erupting through old fossilized structures that are being squeezed by all of the pressure of our time, squeezed out and up into the surface, into our awareness. And this can lead to bewilderment and even fear and distress. So the meditation this week is resting within the station of eternal divine sustenance. And it comes from a line in the surah, Ayat al-Kursi, the throne surah. And the words are Allah, Allah, illaha, illahu, al-hayy, al-kayyum. God, there is no God, but the absolute, the living, the eternal sustainer. And we place the first word, Allah, in the physical heart. The head comes down toward the physical heart, which is midway between, let's say, the sternum and the left shoulder. Then the head moves over to the left shoulder, which represents the past, our past. La ilaha. And this is la ilaha. There's a story of after the prophet and his companions won the holy war, he gathered them together and he rode a steed into the Kaaba, which in those days had 360 gods and goddesses. And on the steed he held a lance and he pointed it to each one of these images and they shattered. And when he left it pure of all these artifices. Now when we do la ilaha, instead of shattering these gods and goddesses that once were in various niches in the Kaaba, let us shatter the gods and goddesses within our psyche that hold us, our deepest habits and loves that we want to maintain and are willing to defend at all costs because our identity is so deeply rooted in them. So we let go, and let God, as it is said. La ilaha, sweeping, like you're sweeping your head, but you're all sweeping your psyche, letting all these various aspects of self that hold one in a very defensive and rigid pattern, letting them go. La ilaha. And the head is going up over the ilaha, over the right shoulder, which is the future. And the ah ends at the above the crown, which is eternal. Eternity. Then the head descends down, illa, only, illa in the solar plexus. Solar plexus is that subtle faculty which holds all our form, our physical, our emotional, our mental. And all these forms are the gods and goddesses of our identity. Illa. And so that illa, it kind of loosens the grip. The nuts and bolts of our subtle self. We can extract something more essential. Rise up into Latifa Syria in the center of the breast. Who? 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 Who means the absolute? The absolute. Only the absolute. Al-Hayy. The one that is life. Al-Kayyum, the one that is the eternal sustainer. So let us do that a few times together. But first let us again go back and watch our breath, allow it to empty any heavy impressions and become bright, radiant, fresh, vibrant. Nothing that we need to do but just stay present to it and allow it to self-clarify. And then when the breath is clear and empty and radiant, then breathe into the subtle heart, Latifa Surya, and massage it and allow it to open and unfurl into a boundless space of sheer emptiness and sheer fullness. Vistami, the great dervish, said, the heart has a light of its own. It's the light of God's seat. It's got the light of the secrets that God placed there. So I call it Latifa Surya, the subtle secret. Who? And then breathe in and taste who? Tasting, doc. Tasting means to be present to what is present in the mirror of the heart. Who? And then ahai radiates out into the boundless domain of the heart. Ahai. And this next actually embraces both the heart, the throat, and the crown, the transcendent as well as the immanent. Because ka, ka is the heart. Ooh, ooh is the throat. Is the skull and above. So al-kayum. Breathe and taste what is present to you. Allah. Allow that to circulate through the blood, through all of the cells of your physical structure. Allah. La ilaha illa hu. Ahai. Al-Qayyum. Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Ahai. Al-Qayyum. Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Ahai. Al-Qayyum. Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Ahai. Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Ahai. Al-Qayyum.
And after you've done it 7, 9, or 11 times, pause, as the Sufi say, sharp, drink the divine, drink what is present. Allow that which is present to penetrate and deeply inform your being.
and experience resting in the station of eternal divine sustenance. Amen.